You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
Everyone, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'll be playing some bluegrass music for you today that I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy. That opening track was one called Soaring on the Strings, and I love the way that the Colleen made the fiddle soar on some of those notes there. I reckon it's a great tune. I always love the bass riff at the end, that boom, 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 boom. Sounded really Daniel Beckman playing the bass for us on that one. We're going to kick off the show with Sassafras. Almost 2 years since they were here, and they brought a real breath of fresh air, disguised as bluegrass music, to New Zealand when they came and toured. Lots of energy, lots of enthusiasm, and they played some great bluegrass music. Wes Tuttle, Randy Gamble, Grey Tuttle came, and the bass player's name just got out of my mind. He's a lovely guy. Everyone played all the instruments, and on their record, which I think they produced for the tour, they're all swapping around parts, but here they are doing a Bill Monroe classic, My Sweet Blue-Eyed Darling, and I think we got Grey Tuttle doing the lead vocal. He's a banjo player. That's unusual to get us banjo players singing lead, isn't it? Here they are, Sassafras.
Sassafras.
Sassafras, and that was just what they sounded like when they came and played at Back Porch Bluegrass here in Hamilton. We had a great time with them, and they've threatened to come again, and they will be most welcome, I tell you. I have a friend who is an artist. He paints beautiful scenes and has done most of his life. And Wayne Sinclair is a highly recognised artist, and his studio is amazing. And he's got pictures all over the place, paintings, and he just churns them out, and they're all just lovely. I've got several of them up in my house, and he likes painting to bluegrass music, and he was clearing out some of his records, and he says, "Here, take some of my records," and I had a look at them, and he had a whole bunch of Johnson Mountain Boys albums, and I didn't have any, and so I took them, and there's some great music on the Johnson Mountain Boys right through the 1980s. They were a fine band, and we're going to feature them on this one. Dudley Connell, I've got to say that right, don't I? Dudley Connell on guitar and vocals, David McLaughlin mandolin and vocals, Eddie Stubbs on fiddle and vocals, Tom Adams on banjo, and Marshall Wilborn on bass and vocals. This was their group as it was about 1987, 88. And from the album Johnson Mountain Boys Requests, I'm going to play a track right now that features Eddie Stubbs doing the lead vocals. It's a Bill Anderson song called I Don't Love You Anymore, and just great 1950s style bluegrass music. The interesting thing about Wayne's albums is that he changed them while he was painting, and he didn't always wash the paint off his hands, so every album he gave me I've had to do as thorough a clean on it as I can to wipe off little bits of artist paint on them. And so if we get the odd happening on the LP, it's probably the paint from Wayne's fingers that I didn't manage to get off. Let's hear the Johnson Mountain Boys, I Don't Love You Anymore.
I don't love you anymore, not the way I did before. And since you found someone new, I think it's best. I don't cry and walk the floor, 'cause I don't love you anymore. The trouble is I don't love you any less. I don't love you anymore, for I've got no more love to give. You drain my heart of all its love with every sweet caress. I keep saying, oh, that I don't love you. Yeah.
anymore. The trouble is, I don't love you any less. I held you close to me one time, kissed your lips and called you mine. But another came and thrilled you more, I guess. I cried as you walked out the door, I don't love you anymore. The trouble is, I don't love you any less. I don't love you anymore, for I've got no more love to give. You drained my heart of all its love with every sweet caress. I keep saying o'er and o'er that I don't love you anymore. The trouble is, I don't love you any less. The trouble is, I don't love you any less.
Oh, some classic mid-50s style bluegrass, it's hard to say, mid-50s style bluegrass from Eddie Stubbs there. We might hear him do an instrumental a little bit later on in the program. In the meantime, we're going to have a fiddle tune from Ricky Simpkins, classic tune, one called The Temperance Reel. Ricky's playing fiddle and mandolin, Sammy Shelaw's playing banjo, Tim Austin guitar, Bill Lux on bass. Here's a Temperance Reel. Steve Martin track for us. Now, I don't play Steve Martin very often, not any, no great reason, really, just hasn't been on the list of things I've chosen. But there's a title here that intrigued me, and it's called Women Like to Slow Dance. Slow Dance, also, I suppose I should say, if you're doing it in correct bluegrass lyrics. Steve says in the notes, one day I mentioned to the Rangers, the Steep Canyon Rangers, that I thought it would be fun to have a song called Women Like to Slow Dance and have it lightning fast and sung by a slightly dense narrator. They agreed. We fooled around with a few melodies and lyrics, but it's really Charles and his friend Philip Barker who took the idea and ran with it. I'd love to hear this given a proper intro at a country dance and watch everyone prepare for a romantic waltz. Then chaos, anger, denial and rage ensues. That's one approach to the music. Let's hear how Steve Martin does it.
Women like to slow dance, they like it for the romance. If you won't have a chance, you gotta learn to slow dance. Take a chance and take her out on the town to cut a rug if she's the one you really love. If you want that night to last, don't you try and move too fast. Better not jump the gun, just relax and have some fun. Women like to slow dance and like it for the romance. If you won't have a chance, you gotta learn to slow dance. You overlook your other faults. There's magic in three-quarter time. Pace yourself and you'll be fine. Slow and steady wins the race. It puts a smile there on her face. She'll be satisfied and pleased every time, guaranteed. Women like to slow dance. They like it for the romance. If you won't have a chance, you gotta learn to slow dance. Women like to slow
mad, and Steve Martin brings his humour into his music, that is for sure. That was Steve Martin, Women Like to Slow Dance. Let's hear from Michelle Nixon and her band Drive. This is from the album It's My Turn. She acts like a real band leader. She lets band take leads in songs as well. You know, she just does the vocals and really shares the work out. She's got Vernon Hughes playing mandolin and doing vocals, Jim Green on bass and vocals, Jason Davis on banjo, Justin Haynes on fiddle, and Eddie Shiflett on guitar. And she does some really nice songs. This is one called The Writings on the Wall. Her notes in the album say, my own personal experience inspired me to write this song. My marriage license hangs on the wall in a pretty gold frame. It reminds me daily that nothing comes easy that is worth having. That's a real truth. Here's Michelle Nixon.
Good night, like the bees.
Michelle Nixon and Drive there with a great song. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing you the music that I love. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and we're based in Hamilton, New Zealand. If you are listening from somewhere other than New Zealand and you wonder how on earth is a bluegrass show coming out of New Zealand, I've been listening to the music since the mid-1960s. When I fell in love with banjo and then heard Earl Scruggs play the theme for the Beverly Hillbillies and thought, that's the way I want to learn to play banjo. And found out there was a whole genre of music attached to that style of banjo picking, and I've been hooked ever since. I've accumulated a bunch of albums, both LPs and CDs, and we'll forget about the cassettes. They line my house with on the shelves, and I select from them to make up a show. So all the music is music I've accumulated over the last 60 years, and I've often visited the USA, gone to festivals, particularly in California, but a few over the eastern side as well, and accumulated albums there. I loved it when County Sales were operating. I got all my albums from them, and it took a long time, but they gradually stacked up, and I've got a pretty good collection of 60s and 70s bluegrass music on LP, and I'm playing some of it today. We've already heard some, and from the Johnson Mountain Boys, and we're going to hear some soon. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and if it's a great place to go if you're buying for yourself or a gift for anybody. If there's a musician in the family, a music shop is the place to buy a present. Everything from a strap to hold up their guitar to a songbook with Taylor Swift's latest songs, or a new guitar if you're particularly generous, or some picks or spare strings or something. Anything you can get. Shearer's Music Works. I've been sponsoring music in Hamilton, New Zealand, as long as I've been playing banjo, because I bought my first five-string banjo from them in 1965. And I went and talked to David just the other day, and he's delighted to still be promoting Back Porch Bluegrass. Hope you're enjoying it too. We're going to hear from Sassafras again. Visitors to New Zealand, we love it when an overseas band decide to take a holiday in New Zealand and combine a tourist trip around our pretty nice looking islands, the North Island, South Island, and the various other islands offshore. It's a very scenic place, great place to visit, great food, and if they bring their music, everything from soloists to a full-scale bluegrass band, is great to have Turi here. And Sassafras did that, and I think they enjoyed the experience. And here they are singing Across the Great Divide. The Pacific Ocean is the great divide for us. Separates New Zealand from the rest of the world. But here they are singing about it. Let's hear them. Thank you.
quit accounting sheep where the years went. I can't say, I just turned around and gone away. I've been sifting through the layers of dusty books and faded papers. They tell a story that I used to know, one that happened so long ago. It's gone away in yesterday. Now I find myself on the mountainside where the rivers change direction across the Great Divide. Well, I heard the owl calling softly as the night was falling, with a question and I replied. Now he's gone across the borderline. He's gone away in yesterday. Now I find myself on the mountainside where the rivers change direction across the Great Divide. Is the one that comes between the edge of night and the break of day, when the darkness rolls away. It's gone away in yesterday. Now I find myself on the mountainside where the rivers change direction across the Great Divide. It's gone away in yesterday. Now I find myself on the mountainside where the rivers change direction across the Great Divide.
Oh, it's a great song, written by Kate Wolfe, and Sassafras did a very laid-back version of the song there. My first visit to the USA was in 1971, and we attended Bill Monroe's Bean Blossom Festival, 1971, with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. We were evidently the first international or first overseas bluegrass band to play at a bluegrass festival, and that's according to the Bluegrass 45, who were there at the same time as we did. But we did a gig on Tuesday night at the festival, and they did one on the Wednesday night, and they pointed out that fact to me, which was very funny because I hadn't realised that happened. And so international bluegrass music has been going on since 1971, but my eyes were really open to the bluegrass music that was being played in 1971. And one of my surprises was John Hartford. I hadn't heard much of John Hartford apart from being the writer of Gentle on My Mind, but he had a band at the festival, and it was a great band. It's had Vassar Clements on fiddle, Norman Blake on guitar, Randy Scruggs on bass, John played banjo, of course. Who have I missed out there? And Norman and Tut Taylor on dobro. And they were a really interesting band. And, of course, I bought the albums, and I bought lots of albums